This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tom McNeil. Former U.S. President Donald Trump's acquittal at his second impeachment trial may not be the final word on whether he is to blame for the deadly Capitol riot on January 6th. AP correspondent Ben Thomas explains.
After voting not guilty Saturday night, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell told the Senate,
"Didn't get away with anything yet,"
suggesting Trump could face legal consequences for inciting last month's insurrection at the Capitol. Democratic Senator Chris Coons tells ABC's This Week,
"I think there's grounds for further proceedings, both civil and criminal."
Trump is now a private citizen stripped of the protection from legal liability that the presidency gave him, and the insurrection is just one of the legal cases shadowing him. Trump also faces legal exposure in Georgia over an alleged pressure campaign on state election officials, and in Manhattan over hush money payments and business deals. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Myanmar's military leaders extended their detention of the post's leader Aung San Suu Kyi, whose remand was set to expire Monday and whose freedom is a key to demand of the crowds of people continuing to protest this month's military coup. A lawyer for Suu Kyi said that she will now be remanded until February 17th. Its extended detention is likely to further inflame tensions between the military, which seized power on February 1st during the coup, and the protesters who have taken to the streets of cities across the Southeast Asian nation seeking the return of the government they elected. Protesters continued to gather across Myanmar on Monday, following a night in which authorities cut the country's internet access and increased the security presence in major cities. Again, Myanmar's military leaders extending their detention of Aung San Suu Kyi until the 17th. This is VOA News. Average daily coronavirus cases in the United States have dipped below 100,000 in recent days for the first time in months, but experts cautioned that the infections remain high and precautions to slow the spread must remain in place. And in an interview with ABC's This Week, U.S. President Joe Biden's chief medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says schools can be opened if CDC guidelines are followed.
I think it can be done. I mean, obviously, it's not a perfect situation, but it's really important to get the children back to school in as safe as way as possible. Safe for the children, but also safe for the teachers and the other educators.
The seven-day rolling average of new infections was roughly 250,000 in January. That's according to data kept by Johns Hopkins University. That average dropped below 100,000 on Friday, and the first time since November 4th, it stayed below 100,000 Saturday. New measures to curb the spread of the coronavirus in Britain came into effect from Monday, meaning compulsory hotel quarantine for passengers from high-risk areas. Passengers arriving from countries where coronavirus variants are spreading will have to pay for 10 days quarantine in designated hotels, while rule breakers will face heavy fines or jail terms. The new travel rules add to restrictions that already ban Britons from traveling abroad for holidays. The government said the stronger measures were needed to prevent new variants of the virus from thwarting Britain's rapid vaccination program. Quarantines in hotels have been used by Australia and New Zealand as a mostly successful strategy to limit the spread of the coronavirus. U.S. President Joe Biden is expected to speak at a virtual meeting of the world's major economies Friday to discuss the coronavirus pandemic and global vaccination distribution. That's according to the White House. He is expected to talk about the need for global response to the pandemic and to recommit the U.S. to multilateral engagement, which is a stark contrast from a former President Donald Trump, who developed an isolationist foreign policy that saw the U.S. withdraw from major global agreements and alliances. Since entering office, Biden has reversed many of Trump's policies, including by rejoining the World Health Organization. According to a spokesperson, Britain's Prince Harry and his wife Meghan, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, are expecting their second child. 36-year-old Harry and 39-year-old Meghan stepped back from the royal duties in January of last year and moved with their first son, Archie, to Southern California to live a more independent life and escape the British media. Archie was born May 2019. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Welcome to the Soul Lounge. The Soul Lounge is now open. And here's your host, the Lady DJ.
In 1982, five young men from the Orchard Berry Projects and Roxbury, Boston, won first place and $500 at a local talent show. Little did they know, this would be the beginning of a decades-long career as one of the most beloved boy bands in R&B and pop history. This is the Lady DJ. Welcome to the Soul Lounge, new edition. Bobby Brown, Michael Bivins, and Ricky Bell began performing together while they were in elementary school. The young men used their voices to make a little bit of pocket money here and there. And a couple of years later, they hooked up with a couple of other neighborhood kids, Ralph Tresvant and Ronnie DeVoe, both of whom could sing and dance. So they put an act together and set their sights on the $500 award at the local talent show. Not only did the boys win, but they also caught the eye of a singer and producer named Maurice Starr, who was so impressed with them that he took the group right into the studio to record what would be New Edition's debut album. The album earned New Edition four hit songs, including the title track, Candy Girl, which went to number one on the American R&B and UK singles charts.
Old School Soul.
Here's one more thing that you got to know. Just cool it down and stay in control.
New Edition with Cool It Now inside the Soul Lounge. We also heard Popcorn Love and Candy Girl. After releasing their first album and the major concert tour to promote the project, the members of New Edition returned home with just $1.87 each for all of their hard work. Now, the group's management insisted the production and promotion costs ate up most of their profits. But needless to say, the group decided to part ways with Starz Management Company and look for a new deal, which they found 1 year later. And in 1985, New Edition released their second album titled All for Love. The project had a slightly different sound thanks to puberty, which caused the boys' voices to change, and a new set of producers who created a much edgier sound, one that would really connect with audiences, so much so that the album was certified platinum thanks in part to this next song. It's Count Me Out, New Edition, inside the Soul Lounge.
Count me out.
If I can't
little bit of love is all it takes indeed. We are celebrating New Edition today inside the Soul Lounge. I am the Lady DJ. Now, New Edition, riding high on their wave of popularity, began preparing for their second tour. And remembering how they were swindled out of all of their earnings from the Candy Girl days, the group took some time off to review their contracts, upon which they discovered that they had been duped again into signing a bad deal. The members of the group hired a lawyer to get them out of this contract, the one with Jump and Shoot, a production company that actually had a deal with MCA, so that they could negotiate a new deal with MCA Records directly. Now, the group was able to do so, but at a cost. New Edition would have to work for the next several years to pay back the money that they borrowed for their freedom. Now, and if that weren't enough, founding member Bobby Brown was becoming increasingly dissatisfied with the direction of the group's sound, and it was starting to show. The label and the management team had a solution to the problem, and that was to get rid of Bobby. So after some pressure from both, the group decided to vote Bobby Brown out of New Edition. It is a move that would turn out to be a blessing in disguise for the new solo artist, but we're going to get to that in just a little bit. In the meantime, the show continued for New Edition. They released two more projects, including a Christmas album and a curious album of 50s-style doo-wop songs. It was called Under the Blue Moon, and it barely went gold, but they did have a single that peaked at number 21 on the Billboard charts and found its way onto the Karate Kid 2 soundtrack. Now, by 1986, New Edition is at the top of their game, but they're down one member, and they're facing an uncertain future. So what's next? Well, stick around for part two of the Soul Lounge, New Edition, right here on VOA 1.
From the ambient R&B sounds of yesteryears to today's new soul experience, you are now inside the Soul Lounge.
Welcome back. This week on Soul Lounge, we are celebrating one of the most successful and my all-time favorite boy bands, New Edition. We pick up the story in 1986. Bobby Brown, a founding member of New Edition and now a solo artist signed to a deal with MCA Records, released his debut solo album called King of the Stage. The album didn't do well on the chart, but his first single shot all the way to the number one spot on the Billboard R&B chart. Here he is, Bobby Brown with Girlfriend inside the Soul Lounge.
Loving, kissing, holding you tight, never letting go. I'm girlfriend, and I need you right now. Loving, kissing.
That was Every Little Step from Bobby Brown's second album, Don't Be Cruel. The song earned Bobby a Grammy and the album, co-produced by Babyface, Teddy Riley, Jimmy Jam, and Terry Lewis, featured 5 top 10 hits on the Billboard chart. Meanwhile, there was talk around the New Edition camp that lead singer Ralph Tresvant was considering a solo career of his own. The other members, in preparation for Ralph's possible departure, asked R&B singer Johnny Gill to join the group. Johnny was a struggling artist from Washington, D.C., who had this very deep, sultry voice, which can be considered like the polar opposite of Ralph Tresvant. Now, the production team was unsure whether or not he would be able to bring something to the table, but they were willing to work with him. And almost immediately after Johnny Gill was voted in, Ralph announced that he was staying with the group. Now, for the first time, New Edition had 2 lead singers, and things were about to get good. In 1988, New Edition released N.E. Heartbreak, the group's 5th album, produced by Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. This album was smoother, stronger, and more mature. It was also their most successful album up until that point. N.E. Heartbreak was certified double platinum, and it eventually sold nearly 4 million copies worldwide. To promote the album, the group launched a hugely successful concert tour featuring Al B. Shore and former New Edition member Bobby Brown as opening acts. From their N.E. Heartbreak album, this is New Edition with If It Isn't Love, inside the Soul Lounge.
old school soul.
You are listening to the Soul Lounge. I am the Lady DJ celebrating New Edition. By 1990, the members of New Edition were ready to break out on their own. Ralph launched his solo career and released a couple of successful singles. Johnny Gill dropped a solo album, but Ricky Bell, Michael Bivins, and Ronnie DeVoe formed a group called Bell Biv DeVoe. And their platinum album, Poison, well, that went 4 times platinum. And the title track became a number one R&B hit and a top five Billboard single. Here is BBD, Belle Biv DeVoe, with Poison inside the Soul Lounge.
Full effect.
Poison.
Baby day in full effect.
Trust a big button to smile.
Poison. Poison.
Yeah.
Poison.
the whole Amy crew.
By the mid-1990s, the members of New Edition began experiencing a decline in their solo pursuits. So they decided to reunite, and they surprised everyone by inviting Bobby Brown back to form what was essentially an R&B supergroup. In 1996, they released Home Again, and if there was any doubt whether the group still had an audience, it was wiped away when the album debuted at number one. And the first single, Hit Me Off, climbed to the top of the R&B singles chart. Here they are, New Edition with Hit Me Off inside the Soul Lounge.
All right, y'all.
Remains one of the most successful boy bands of all time. They continue to perform around the world, and while they remain a favorite of the fans who grew up with them, they're sure to attract a new generation of music lovers when the three-part mini-series about the group is released on BET in 2017. And with that, darlings, my time is up. Until we meet again next week, please make sure you take care of yourselves and, most importantly, each other. Peace.
Now check, I'm taking no losses, now I'm the boss and I see you flossing my way, with the grace all up in my face, so I say, what's up love, how you doing, what you think about me and you, nah, but wait, let's make a date, plans for dinner, I'm down to take it slow, cause you know that she's a winner, got me fiending for the cream, don't you know, I'm moving in slow, but keep it low,
yeah, baby boo. Yo, what's up with
and
you?
Don't stop.
Word around camp is that you like it with you. I wanna freak it, but first I'm gonna take a peek at it. Grab it, stab it, cause you know I got to have it. So hit me up.